guys, welcome back to Brooks Books. In this episode, I'll be reviewing Property of the Rebel Librarian, and the featured author is the one and only J.K. Rowling. Thank you for waiting a week again for an episode. I was sick, so my voice sounded terrible. So it'd probably sound bad here. So thank you. Also, happy belated Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for my friends, family, and obviously books. Also, I'm super thankful for my new position as president of the school. Yes, friends of mine, my listeners must know. But I'm sure all the Harry Potter fans want to hear all the fun facts about J.K. Rowling. But you know the drill. We have to go through the book first. But first, I've decided to dedicate a section in each episode to emails and comments. So I have a very excited comment I just got on Apple Podcasts from Arg again. This person said that I should review Keeper of the Lost Cities. I laughed out loud when I read this because Keeper of the Lost Cities is my favorite book series in the entire world. So, don't worry, mystery person. I will be reviewing Keeper of the Lost Cities very soon. Maybe next week. Or the week after that. I'm waiting for someone to be ready. Anyways, time for the summary of the Property of the Rebel Librarian. June has always been a good kid and has never gotten in trouble at school. She always did good on her tests. She played in the honors high school band with her flute. And lastly, she loved to read. But when her parents freak out about a book they think is super scary and inventory her school library, June feels like her life is falling apart. But then she has an idea to make sure she can read again. I love, love, love this book. I got this book as a recommendation from the podcast, The Series Review. You should definitely go check out that podcast. But I really like this book because I always really love books about kids who love to read. So if you have any books to recommend that have that genre, leave a comment down below. Or email me at brooksbooks13@gmail.com. I've been getting some great emails lately. Back to the book. Property of the Rebel Librarian was written by Alyssa Varnes, and she also wrote Say It Out Loud, which I'm definitely going to be reading next. At this time, I'm going to be reading part of the first chapter. Alright, chapter 1, Ripple Effects. You're going to read a lot about me and the things I've done. Most of it's true. I can't help that. Not that I'd want to. I would do the exact same thing all over again if I had the chance. It's like when you read a sad book for the second time, you know the moment is coming, and you know it's going to make you cry. But that doesn't stop you. You read it anyway because you love the story. So take your time. I'll just be sitting here, grounded for all eternity, while you read about the moments when everything fell together and apart. They're all here. Every last one. The front door swings open after I walk home from school right on schedule. Except today, Dad holds my copy of The Makings of a Witch. I grin up at him, but he doesn't return my smile. The flush of rising blood pressure snakes across Dad's pale face to his ears. He looks like he raked his hand over his light brown hair a million times while pacing in front of the window. That's what he did when he finally let Kate go out on her first date. Back and forth, right in front of the window until she showed up on the doorstep. Except she made curfew and then the show was over. This one is just getting started, and I have no idea why. Dad signals to the empty spot by Mom on the love seat. Would you care to explain this, he says, holding up the novel. I shrug. It's a book. He stares at me through his tortoise shell glasses until I look away. Yes, one that we don't approve of. I don't understand. They've always been okay with the books I've read. I squirm on the stiff cushions. Dad, it's just a book What concerns me more than anything, he taps the barcode sticker, is that it's from Dogwood Middle Library of all places. The grandfather clock ticks away the seconds while I squirm. I can't watch TV or use the family computer without someone looking over my shoulder. But books have always been safe. Mom cross-stitch, readers are winners on a couch pillow to prove it. Dad, no buts, June. You know the rules. Dad is president of the PTSA. He keeps his thumb on everything at Dogwood Middle, especially me. It doesn't matter that I'm 12 and have ever given Dad a real reason to worry. Did anyone ask me to the school dance last week? Nope. Why would they, when he'd follow us all the whole time? The best part of Dad's day is hassling my teachers about posting my grades online. Easy to do because he works from home as a tech consultant. It's so embarrassing. Sixth grade was bad enough, but things got 10 times worse in August when Kate left for college. Dad gently taps his novel against the knee. Missing kids, witches, it's too scary for you. No, it isn't. I like creepy stuff. If you'd just know. This sort of thing won't happen again. Understand, June? It's our job to protect you. It would be nice if you'd meet us halfway. Not until you do, you're grounded. No TV, no phone, no internet. What? I've never been grounded before. You heard me. Rules are rules. Mom shakes her head with disappointment. Shame creeps up my face, making me flush red, like I always do when I'm upset. I want to crawl under the couch. Was it wrong of me to read that book? I'll return it after school tomorrow, Mom says. Oh no, tomorrow's our last game of the season, and Mom will be there anyway because she runs the uniform closet for our marching band. I can't believe this is happening. Poor Miss Bradshaw, the librarian, is going to get a visit from my mom, and then there won't be a hole big enough for me to hide in. What have I done? OMG, when I read this, I was so hooked from the start. I loved this book so much. I was so close to the end one night that I read it while brushing my teeth. And then, once I finished it, I was really inspired to read a lot because the main character loves to read, obviously. This is a single book and there are no add-ons to the book. Now for the time that all the Harry Potter fans are waiting for. Time for the facts about J.K. Rowling! But if you're a really big Harry Potter fan, then you probably already know these. Okay, J.K. Rowling's parents are Anne Volant Rowling and Peter Rowling, and J.K. Rowling has a sister named Diane Rowling. J.K. Rowling used to be married to George Arantes, I think is how you say his last name, and she is currently married to Dr. Neil Murray since 2001. She has a son named David and a daughter named Mackenzie that she had with her husband now, and she has one daughter named Jessica that she had with her old husband. She is still living today at the age of 57 years old. Now for the fun facts. Her name is actually pronounced J.K. Rowling, but she doesn't care that people pronounce her last name wrong anymore, so she's J.K. Rowling to everybody. She had to wear a disguise to buy her wedding dress when she married Dr. Neil Murray. When Rowling was a child she befriended, a brother and sister with a last name Potter. She originally wanted the last word in Harry Potter series to be Scar, but then later on she decided all was well was what she wanted. She based the character Hermione on herself. Two more facts. Rowling went on a row with her boyfriend, and that triggered the idea for the sport Quidditch in the Harry Potter series. I don't know how that did, but it did. And lastly, her favorite sport is basketball. There are some other facts that I didn't mention, and if you want to check them out, search up Stylus Fun Facts about J.K. Rowling. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned next week for my next episode. Also, if you have a book recommendation or if you want a shout out, you can email me at brooksbooks13@gmail.com. Bye!